Hunting and fishing are alive and well in western Pennsylvania. Alongside the Allegheny River in Sharpsburg, a small sportsman shop sells firearms and live bait, and will taxidermy your catch or carcass, too. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young brings us this story for Essential Pittsburgh, our ongoing series about how Pittsburgh lives and how the city is evolving.
How you been?
I've been. How about you?
Amongst some pretty worn-down storefronts 7 miles from downtown Pittsburgh, Memories Sportsman and Taxidermy Shop has been open since 1990.
That's old Stevens, some of the original first Smith & Wessons, Civil War musket up top up there.
Owner Sam Stellatano sells collectible and new firearms. But look above the rifle-lined counters and you see his real passion. The walls are covered with mounts of deer head, buffalo, fish, and blue ribbons. Stellatano is an award-winning taxidermy artist. A huge freezer holds all the specimen.
Let's see if I can get one out to show you. That's a Palomino trout. There's a muskie.
Is there anything else besides fish in here?
Oh, yeah, there's snakes. There's deer skins. Snapping turtle.
Stellatano has customers all over the country. Some non-sportsmen just want decorations for their offices or man caves. Or say there's a grandfather, dad, and son on a fishing trip. They catch something special, want to preserve the memory, they can take it to Sam. He'll skin it, tan it, and paint an original likeness, including every painstaking little dot. That work he loves. The gun stuff, not so much.
You know, you can get, you know, if you got 10 customers coming in or 9 of them have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to a gun. And you don't know what's their intention. Do they want to buy a gun to just go sporting? Do they want to go buy a gun to shoot somebody? Do they want to buy a gun to commit suicide? I mean...
Stellatano takes it upon himself to evaluate customers and educate them.
This was a dream for me and my two brothers to be all together because we're all hunters. We're all into guns. And I was going to be the taxidermy guy. And it worked for about 2 years and then it just, we all bumped heads and they left me. So, yeah.
Now he's in limbo. He's tried selling the whole gun business, then just the building. For the past few years, he's been liquidating all his inventory, wheeling and dealing to move guns. He's cut his stock of 400 firearms in half so far.
I'm tired of it all. I am. Trying to do all of this, just, you know, all I just want to do my fish mods. That's all I intended to do, you know? And I'm pretty much stuck now until I can get rid of this stuff. You know, what do? Take all these home? They ain't going to do me no good. That's my retirement hanging on the walls.
He thinks it'll be a while until he can move out. In the meantime, he's preparing for the biannual World Taxidermy Competition. He's going to recreate a hairy frogfish.
This will amaze you.
Stellatano pulls up a YouTube video of one on his tablet computer.
Now watch the fish he eats. This fish is probably twice the size of him. I'm so fascinated with this creature that's why I'm going to try to do him for the world competition. But that's him. Is that wild?
This fish, a member of the angler family, it's just ridiculous. It walks on the ocean floor on 4 fins that act like legs. Its textures look like coral or rock, so it blends in with its environment. Stellatano has to use non-traditional materials or invent his own to reproduce it. He says he's the only one specializing in fish taxidermy in the region. His work has a lot of unique quirk, too, like a fish leaping out of a predator's mouth.
I went one step beyond everybody else. Everybody, you know, they mounted a fish and put it on a wall. But, you know, I went into, like, these, like, habitat scenes and stuff like that. Just the degree of accuracy as far as reproducing the fish. Hey, see, that's the hardest part of the business. You know, fur and feathers, you can hide all your mistakes. But when it comes to fish, you know, it's your skin and scale. So if you make a mistake, it's hard to hide it.
Stellatano is obsessed with his work being true to life. He even buys the most expensive fake eyes that look veiny. He's just seen a lot of shoddy work. In fact, he often fixes other people's mounts.
I mean, if you look, see these big humpy eyebrows? Deer don't have that. You know, deer, it's a soft laid dot, and then there should be an eyelid within there, you know? But, you know, it's like everybody wants to be a taxidermist, but they can't because they don't know what they're doing.
Is that true that there's a lot of people that want to do taxidermy?
There's so many doing it right now. It's like, you know, it's buyer beware.
But when the time comes, when the gun store closes and he can take his workshop home and work in peace, won't he be lonely?
That's all right. I'll talk to my fish, you know.
For 90.5 WESA's Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Virginia Alvino Young.